Good evening. Hope everybody had a great day, a productive day. This evening, I want to talk about using your failures as stepping stones. See, investing can be quite intimidating. We see the stock market, we think millions of dollars, we think rich people. It looks confusing, but so does a pool of water until you learn how to swim. And see, what I'm here to tell you is that you must be willing to take risk in order to swim in uncharted waters. The stock market is one of the greatest places ever to build wealth because it provides ownership. And in order to be successful, in order to attain wealth, you must have ownership. Even some of the most wealthiest people have ownership of companies that they don't own, or companies that I say they didn't start, but they own a percentage of a company. They own a stake in that company. And that generates what's called passive income. Passive income, as we know, is your ability to make an asset produce income for you without working for it. So the thing about the stock market is you can't control it. No one can predict it. So you're gonna take some losses. But you tell me what wealthy man that hasn't taken a loss and learned from it and built from it. See, investing your money in the stock market is a great way to let your money work for you. So when you take a loss, you learn from it. You understand why you took a loss. Your loss may come from picking a bad stock. Why did you pick that stock? Did you rush into that stock? Did you listen to what someone else said that made you pick that stock? Did you react off emotion? Did you follow the market? There are lessons to be learned. No great or successful investor can tell you he hasn't made a mistake. Even the greatest investor of all time, but we know Warren Buffett, has made a mini mistake. The thing is, he's learned from them and used those mistakes as a means for him to make millions of more dollars, even billions. In order to be a great investor, you must learn to pay yourself first. Listen, I'm gonna always tell you about paying yourself first. That is the number one way for you to gain power, regain control of the money that you work hard for. Stop paying everybody else first, the bills, the mortgage, the car. Pay yourself first. Use that money to fund your investment account over time and use that money to make you more money. Again, we're going to talk about learning from mistakes. One of the easiest comparisons for me to talk about is when you're young and your mother tells you don't touch the fire, it's going to burn you. At some point, you have to touch that fire to realize, damn, this shit hot. It's like investing. You're going to have urges to buy companies because you feel like you know the name. You're going to have urges to, you see everybody doing something, you want to jump in. It's going to have, it's normal. And when you first get in, it's so much going on, you have to train yourself to see certain things. So learn from your mistakes. Don't be afraid of the mistakes. Go into this knowing that at some point you're going to make a mistake, but you're going to learn from it. Be cautious. Pay attention to your fundamentals. But being as though the stock market is so unpredictable, things can happen. Companies can make bad mistakes that you can't control. Listen, things that you can't control, you shouldn't beat yourself up about. You learn from them. You build from them. You see why they happen. You dig a little deep and you move forward. That's why I talked about diversification in my other podcast yesterday evening, because diversification helps you balance out the mistakes that you make. See, this is a calculated formula, what I'm laying out for you. I'm giving you the basics. And as we go on, I'll advance these lessons and I'll advance these talks. The first step is investing. Let me back up. The first step is paying yourself first. The second step is doing your homework and not making it rocket science before you invest in a company. Listen, I've made bad investments. I've made a number of bad investments, but I was able to take my loss before they got too bad and see what I learned from it and move forward. For me, one of my bad investments was I invested in Ford because I personally just went off of the name. Feel like, hey, Ford been around for a while. I'll invest in this company, not knowing they were having crazy problems. And then come to find out that they are discontinuing everything but two cars in the U.S. Not saying Ford isn't going to be around for a while, but I personally didn't think the profit was there like I assumed. And I was taking on, you know, my investments were really losing. So I pulled out of Ford, I took the loss, and I moved on because there's so many great other picks on the stock market. I learned from it. Another investment, I looked at some people that was investing in something. They was talking about it. It was this company called Atos. It was a pharmaceutical company. And I invested invested a decent amount of money in it. And the company did what was called a reverse split. I don't want to make it complicated, but I wound up losing money on that because the company wasn't making money. And I'm still losing on that. I'm trying to wait to see if it's going to balance out so I can recover some losses. But it was a bad investment because I went off what other people said, of what I was watching other people say. And I did this early on in my career, you know, when I started investing. But those mistakes won't stop me from investing. Those are mistakes that I learned from. Listen, you have to learn. You have to be willing to take an L. I think that's some of the greatest problems. That is one of the greatest hurdles that keeps people from taking their life to the next level. They don't want to take an L. They're afraid of taking an L. They're afraid of, what if this can go wrong? Listen, if it goes wrong, you learn from it. You move forward. That's what separates the great investors from the other investors. It's not that they aren't willing to take a risk. It's not that they aren't going to lose. You just have your mindset where I'm going to win more than I lose. And the times that I lose is not a loss. It's a lesson for me to learn from and move forward. Listen, I don't want to keep you long. Pay yourself first. Don't be afraid of the losses. Turn your losses into lessons. When life gives you lemonade, when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade with it. People throw stones at you, you build a castle. You take some losses, use them as stepping stones to go up the success ladder. It's your boy, the Wall Street Trapper. I see you guys at the top. Peace.